Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, last week, Lee, you may remember because it was way, way back in last week.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yes.
When the political dissident and victim of human rights atrocities, Jimmy Kimmel, experienced, as Fake Tapper explained on CNN, the worst abuse of the First Amendment since the founding ever, like ever documented, ever. Of course, Jake Tapper counts time the beginning of time was about, 9 months ago when Trump was sworn in. Worst civil rights abuse ever. The media went wild over this. And Hillary Clinton was dispatched to talk about the horror they are all living through. And everybody was saying Trump is a free speech dictator because the guy he appointed to head the FCC suggested on a podcast that maybe ABC News should lose their license for letting Jimmy Kimmel lie about Charlie Kirk's death. After that, the two distributors, Sinclair and another one, basically pulled him for, 2 days total? But then he came back.
Yeah.
Then he came back, right?
Yeah.
Although some of those ABC affiliates still not running Jimmy Kimmel. So this is the worst human rights abuse ever. It is a clear sign that we now live in a dictatorship, obviously. And even though Brian Stelter on CNN admitted that the FCC chairman does not have the power at all to pull a license, couldn't do it. And even if he, even if the board were to try to do it, there'd be a years-long legal battle that they would lose. But that this was all just semantics. They all decided that because some people said something or something, that somehow Jimmy Kimmel is now a victim of, no free speech, right? So we're all clear on that, right?
Right.
However, when the FBI built what they called a belly button inside of Twitter, so they could just go in and cancel your account for any one of 24 entities that requested it, including Anthony Fauci, CDC, FDA bureaucrats, the DNC, that's the head of the Democrat Party, it's their basically party structure, individuals like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Adam Schiff. By the way, Democrat Adam Schiff, there's an excellent investigative reporter who was all over Adam Schiff for violating the law by releasing classified documents. We now know he did that. But at the time, he was all over it. You know how Adam Schiff dealt with that? Had his account taken. Just went right in, deleted it. Problem solved. See, I'm not violating the law.
No,
you're not even hearing from that investigative reporter, are you? Yeah, weird. He doesn't have an account anymore. So strange. Anyway, so that's how Democrats and the FBI rolled, right? But that was not a speech atrocity. You understand? That was just them dealing with disinformation, poor babies, and protecting the public from untrue things, you see. But the real victim here is Jimmy Kimmel. As Hillary Clinton explained to us,
I view it as very dangerous. It is right out of the authoritarian playbook, Willie. I mean, this is, I view it as very dangerous. It is right out of the authoritarian playbook, Willie. I mean, this is, this is point four of the authoritarian playbook. Silence your opponents. Cripple the media that doesn't give you the slavish attention.
Right, really cool. So, they had a meeting in the EU about something called the Digital Services Act.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been arguing for a long time, it's actually Democrats and CIA Director Brennan who are trying to get the Europeans to use their Digital Services Act to backdoor censor Americans by saying, hey, We're not going to allow Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all these entities into Europe. And we're going to fine you billions of dollars if you don't censor Americans in America. You have to let Brussels bureaucrats decide what we can say. Even if you're running in a campaign and you're talking about transgender story hour at your local school and you want to stop that, if an EU bureaucrat does not like that a South Carolina school board candidate is saying that, they just delete them and cancel them. That's the deal they want. It is a worldwide speech dictatorship. At that point, your First Amendment rights don't matter. Where did the Europeans get this idea to use the Digital Services Act to extend it to censorship in America? Jonathan Turley knows because he was at the meeting. He's the, ironically, Democrat, Democrat professor. He's on Fox News a lot. He says he was there. You just heard of heard from Hillary Lee saying, oh, Jimmy Kimmel is, you know, wow, he's just, this is the worst ever. But what was she up to?
Free speech is in a free fall in Europe. There are two anti-free speech movements that have coalesced. Mm-hmm. One is in Europe, where it has laid waste to free speech. Germany, France, England. Free speech has been eviscerated. And also places like Canada. The U.S. anti-free speech movement began in higher education, then metastasized throughout the government. But this has all reached our shores now. The Berlin World Forum followed the remarks of Vice President Vance on free speech, and the EU was red hot. They gathered in Berlin, and it was the most anti-free speech gathering I've ever been part of. There's only two of us from the free speech community. And they are committed. And, you know, Hillary Clinton was there, and she really fueled the anger. I mean, she, when Twitter was purchased by Elon Musk, she called on the EU to use the infamous Digital Services Act, which is one of the most anti-free speech pieces of legislation in decades. And she called upon the EU to use the DSA to force the censorship of American citizens, force people like Musk to censor. It's an extraordinary act by someone who was once a presidential candidate in the United States. But they are committed to it. And after the World Forum, they further globalized this effort, and they are threatening companies like X with ruinous fines unless they resume censoring American citizens.
Told you.
Yep.
This is the Democrats. And so he was there at that Brussels meeting. You remember that speech that J.D. Vance gave earlier this year? So Hillary is literally flying to Europe to egg them on to censor conservatives from Europe because we all share one, you know, one social media platform, while going on television and screaming and yelling that Trump is a dictator.
Well, Tara, how can the Democrats come up with another completely false narrative on a Republican candidate unless they can silence the opposition and not have anybody give some real information about what they're claiming and usually is false?
Yeah. So I just wanted that background on the whole Jimmy Kimmel thing was such a big thing last week. And the Democrats are still using this as if they're walking wounded and they're living through some sort of dictatorship. Well, the real dictatorship is Hillary Clinton. And I keep reminding people, we just caught CIA Director John Brennan, at least till his visa is revoked and he is charged with crimes. He was over just recently in same time in Ireland, helping them set up their speech monitoring system. It's a dragnet that catches people saying politically incorrect things, and then the police go to your house and arrest you.
And of course, they're still going on with this narrative that it was the FCC or the Trump administration that pulled Kimmel from the airwaves. No, they did not. They did not. It was his employer, ABC Disney, that pulled the program, stopped production for a couple of days, and then you have some of the two ABC affiliate groups, a couple of the largest ones. Sinclair is one of the ones that has a station here in Asheville. And they're the ones that were saying, we're not going to run this for a while, but then it looks like that they may be coming back. But it was not the federal government. It was not the Trump administration that did this.
The good news, believe it or not, is that in this poll that I quoted earlier, that the percentage of Americans who say free speech is threatened is up now. It's 79%, up from 70%. Since this whole Trump flap. So we actually have people on the left who are screaming disinformation, time to censor, going, whoa, wait, we like free speech. So, I mean, I guess that's positive. To the extent anything is, they feel like they're losing their free speech rights. Why, I don't know, but they do. Probably because of all the lies. And they're worried now. And what they don't understand is, look, when Hillary's over there and John Brennan's over there, they think, oh, we like those people. Well, you know what? You're not going to like them a whole lot once they start censoring. Because if you're a Democrat who wants to criticize Hillary because you love AOC, do you think you're going to have an account? You're not going to have an account. They're not going to let you talk. They're not. I mean, the John Brennans and the Hillary Clintons are there to protect the entrenched leadership. They're not going to let wild-eyed left-wingers criticize them. It's not going to happen. And they don't see it coming because they don't get real news. They don't know what's actually happening in this country. So once again, we are leading the fight. And I just want to point out, Lee, the difference between us and them. When Pam Bondi said, I'm going to prosecute hate speech, she was absolutely taken to the woodshed, Trump's attorney general, by our side online.
Right. The people who are really trying to look out for free speech.
Right. And I mean, even Matt Walsh blistered her. Everybody. No, no, no. We're not putting left-wingers in prison. We are not prosecuting them. We're not doing that. And she had to walk it back. So there could not be a clearer distinction between the two parties.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
First, the liberal media always blacks details out that aren't good for Democrats. Like, yeah, they're shutting down the government unless we restore legal immigrant health care. Then, when they can't black it out anymore, pretend it's not happening, they deny it, i.e. they lie. Then, they move on to tell you, okay, it's happening, but it's not as bad as you think. That's where we are right now. Eventually, after time has passed, they move on to admitting, yeah, it was all true. We got you, suckers. We're not there yet. As the shutdown battle rages on. Folks, be excited about this. Because when I started doing this, and I hate to admit how long ago that was, we are in the tail end of George W. Bush's term. And free health care for illegals. Yeah, that was in the amnesty bill. And it was pushed by Republicans, including our own Lindsey Graham, sponsored by Republicans, pushed by the president. But in fact, it almost passed. It was not only citizenship, but it was, you know, all the benefits. Right away, boom. Plus open borders, pretty much. And it nearly passed. We were only off by a couple of votes. That was the Republican Party. Folks, the Republican Party has been forced by Trump to stand in the gap here, stand in a breach and say, we're taking the illegals off. Yeah, we're taking them off the rolls. They've been there for years. It just got worse under Biden, illegally been there for years, by the way. It just got worse under Biden because Biden let in so many of them. So for the Republicans to do this, this is a 180 from the Bush years. And it says that even those recruited by Karl Rove and George W. Bush are now more afraid of Trump than they are of their own donors. That's progress. So yesterday, Fake Tapper of CNN, who's their head anchor, had Hakeem Jeffries, who is not Mexican. I just want to note, Hakeem, you may be confused at this point, who is not Mexican, on his show. And they got to move the ball. They realize it with X and with Facebook now allowing true things to be posted. They can't really lie anymore and say that illegals aren't getting health care. So they admit illegals are getting health care. But they say it's just a little bit. They also dispatched Ro Khanna to Fox News. He's another Democrat to admit this as well. Here's Ro Khanna. So now we're moving the ball from, okay, we're blacking it out, pretending it's not happening, to, okay, we're lying about it, no illegals get health care, to now, okay, like maybe some illegals.
The reality is they're just not being honest. The amount of money that actually is going towards people who are undocumented is such a small portion of the Medicaid cuts or the Affordable Care Act, if at all. And so we can argue that point, but the reality that even the vice president would acknowledge, that anyone who looks at the numbers will acknowledge, is 90 to 95% of the funding we're talking about is talking about funding for American citizens.
Yeah, no, it's like, don't worry about it. It's just a few illegals. I mean, like, not a lot. Well, how many are we talking? Yeah, well, you know, only $185 billion worth a year. How much again? $185 billion, with a B. Out of how much total Medicaid spending? $909 billion? Wait. $185 billion out of $909 billion of Medicaid spending goes to illegals? That's not a little bit. And you know who says that this morning? This is hilarious. The Congressional Budget Office. They score the budgets and they say, hey, what stuff's going to cost? They're nonpartisan and never been a friend of Republicans. What do they say? Oh, yeah, those cuts of the illegals who were on the Medicaid. Yeah, that'll save $185 billion a year. So they were on the Medicaid. Oh, yeah, says the Congressional Budget Office. I tweeted it. It's on my X feed. And the Congressional Budget Office even admits that the big, beautiful bill closed the loopholes Democrats were using to violate the law and sign up illegals at the state level, making it illegal. So what was going on? The scam the Democrats were running was this. They're on TV saying, but Obamacare makes it illegal to give illegal immigrants health care, either Medicaid or Obamacare. So it can't be happening. Well, that's at the federal level. But that's not how Democrats were doing it. They were signing up illegals at the state level. They were passing state laws saying, hey, any illegal can get health care, or illegals who are asylees can get health care, or whatever. And then they were signing them up at the state level, and then the federal government was reimbursing. That was the system the Democrats set up. The big, beautiful bill made that illegal. In fact, if you want to look it up, and it's not hard to do it, Grax actually got it right now. The very provision in the big, beautiful bill, I can't believe I have to do this, just to prove to you that real things are in fact real. The provision in the big, beautiful bill that restricted illegals from getting Medicaid is 71109. What the Democrats just did was file an amendment on the CR saying that we retract 71109, which very explicitly says you can't get Medicaid if you're an illegal, and states can't get reimbursements for illegals they sign up on Medicaid. It's very easy to understand this. See, I just did it in 30 seconds. So the Democrats need a new lie. And they got to pretend the CBO didn't just admit, yeah, there are 1.4 million families. It's some of them are individuals, some are families on Medicaid. And yeah, we're spending $185 billion a year on it. So they need a new lie. Want to hear it? Here's Fake Tapper on CNN, lying.
But they talk about the provisions, and it's right here, Subtitle E, and this has to do with the repeal of healthcare subtitle changes, and specifically what it is. How they characterize it is, you want to give health insurance to undocumented immigrants.
That's a lie.
It's a lie, but what you support does bring back funding for emergency Medicaid to hospitals, some of which does pay for undocumented immigrants and people who don't have health insurance. And also there is this provision, and it's not about undocumented immigrants, it's about people with asylum seekers and people with temporary protected status, et cetera, but about their ability to get Medicaid. So they're non-citizens. Why even include that in a bill knowing that they're going to seize right upon that and use that to message? I understand that.
Okay, so that's Fake Tapper admitting, okay, illegals are getting the Medicaid. Now, let me just underline the lie for you, because it's actually really easy to understand. They are hoping you don't understand these terms.
There is this provision, and it's not about undocumented immigrants. It's about people with asylum seekers and people with temporary protected status, et cetera, but about their ability to get Medicaid. So they're non-citizens. Why even include...
Oh, see, they're not undocumented. No. They're just asylees. See, they're very official. That's just asylees getting the Medicaid. Fake Tapper says. Well, who are the asylees? Everyone Biden let in, 100%. Every single person who showed up and turned themselves over to Border Patrol. They're all asylees until they're deported. And they're all going to be deported because they're not asylees. You show the people who showed up at the border and got notices to appear for their deportation hearing, that's asylees who he's talking about. You mean all the illegal immigrants who came through under Biden turned themselves in, which is about 80% of the 12 million, about 10 million of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He doesn't explain that, does he? No, no. See, it's not illegals. They're documented. They're asylees. Who are asylees? All illegals. See the game? They got nothing left, folks. And they can't even lie right anymore because the second they do, X tears them to pieces. This is so much fun. Well,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was terrifying after the Trump victory. Biden administration began helping Ukraine launch attack missiles into Russia. They were doing the targeting, assisting in the firing of them. Russia let it be known. Look, we consider this an act of war just because America gives you the missile, trains you on how to use it, uses your satellites to guide it, uses your intel to guide it, but then takes a Ukrainian finger and mashes the button. We consider that an act of war. Well, Donald Trump was down at Mar-a-Lago at the time, heroically kept us out of World War III. I mean, absolute heroism. Kept us out of World War III, UN leaders coming and going, NATO leaders coming and going from Mar-a-Lago. And even Vladimir Putin said the only reason we didn't go to war, us versus Russia, was because the Biden administration was outgoing and Trump administration was incoming. And so Russia overlooked the fact that essentially America was bombing Russia inside Russia. And at the time, Ukraine was asking for long-range Tomahawk missiles so they could hit deep inside Russia. They could hit Moscow. They could hit gas pipelines. They could hit military installations. And as crazed as the Democrats were then in their frenzy to start World War III, because they were trying to get it going before Trump could get in office and then he couldn't turn it around. Do you remember all that? I mean, it was scary. As insane as the Democrats were at the time, they weren't crazy enough to give Ukraine Tomahawk missiles. I mean, that would have been nuts, right? They just gave them TACMs, Army Tactical Missile Systems. Because, I mean, Tomahawks can go 1,000 miles in. I mean, Tomahawks can hit Moscow. I mean, we can't give Zelensky Tomahawks and then do the satellite targeting. Because Russia had been very clear, if that happens, we are full on at war, America and Russia. And even crazy Democrats were afraid to do that. So you can imagine my shock when I heard this yesterday.
Wall Street Journal reporting that the Trump administration is planning on providing Ukraine with intelligence for long-range strikes inside Russia. Here's the quote. President Trump recently signed off on allowing intelligence agencies and the Pentagon to aid Kyiv with the strikes. U.S. officials are asking NATO allies to provide similar support. The intelligence, combined with more powerful weapons, could have a far more potent effect than Ukraine's previous strikes in Russia, causing greater damage to its energy infrastructure and tying up Russian air defenses. How significant is this?
In an attempt to be the peace strategist, he's figuring out the parties that he needs to support. And he's come to the place that Ukraine needs to survive. It needs to prevail. He gave Russia every possible chance. And now he is firmly behind supporting Ukraine and that of NATO partners.
Yeah, and President Trump said in that Truth Social post that he now thinks that Ukraine is in a position with EU support to fight back and win all of Ukraine in its original form. So practicing what he preaches.
Wow. Okay, even Biden wasn't that crazy, and he was drooling. This is indescribably dangerous. Earlier this week, and I really fear when you listen to the things the Trump administration is saying, I don't think they're getting full news briefings. I really, because the stuff they're seeing, it doesn't sound like they know they've already been striking inside Russia. It doesn't sound like they know that the Russians warned this week that if we are involved in targeting of the launches, in the targeting of these missiles, that they will consider this full war, that it is a red line, and that they will respond and will hit targets in the West. I hope someone has told him that. I hope he knows. Because we just did part number one. And folks, when Biden did it, I screamed bloody murder. This is suicidal and insane. So for Trump to say, yeah, we're going to, I mean, earlier in the week, the Russians said, yeah, if you use the U.S. targeting satellite launch target systems, all of that he's now saying he's going to use, that's war. We're at war. We're going to hit you back. That's our red line. Don't do it. And then on top of that, to throw in not TACMs, but Tomahawks. I mean, the Biden administration, as much as they tried to start a war with Russia, didn't dare to do it. They said it could cause a conflict. It'd be catastrophic. I'm just speechless. I don't know. Michael Flynn, Trump's former advisor, he used to be, hold the position Tulsi Gabbard holds now. He's the director of national intelligence, is frantic on X because he thinks, given the stuff Trump's saying, he's being briefed by General Kellogg. And General Kellogg is a warmonger. And that Trump may not understand that the reason the drones are flying over over NATO territory is because NATO keeps hitting, i.e. with our stuff, with our equipment, with our missiles, keeps hitting Russia. And Russia retaliates 100% of the time. And that's what scares the tar out of me. They have never, they have never neglected to retaliate. So when they tell me, this Wall Street Journal comes out yesterday and says that our generals are going to coordinate it. They're going to use our intel. They're going to use our targeting. And we may throw in Tomahawk missiles. But right now, we are fully announcing that in the Wall Street Journal. They're going to hit back. At least they always have before. And General Mike Flynn is frantic. He says Trump needs to be briefed by neutral people so that he can understand. The Russians are saying right now, those are not their drones. Those are Ukrainian drones over NATO territory. That is a false flag. Does that sound crazy? Sure. Russians lying? Maybe. But it's happened before. In 2023, a missile strayed into Poland and killed a farmer. NATO immediately came together to start planning their response because Poland's a NATO country, right? So what does that mean? Poland's a NATO country. And that trips the NATO response, brings us right into war with Russia. Guess what? It wasn't a Russian missile. It was a Ukrainian missile. Zelensky lied. When asked if it was a Ukrainian missile, he said, no, it's not a Ukrainian missile, it's Russian. At the time, we had an honest Polish government that retrieved the missile before NATO could get to it and was like, no, this is a Ukrainian missile, it's not Russian. Zelensky lied to try to start World War III. So when Russia says to me, those aren't our drones, those are Ukrainian drones. Maybe. Are we sure we want to do this? And I got one more question for the president. Same one I would ask Joe Biden, except Biden wasn't this crazy. Democrats weren't this crazy. What do we get if we win? I mean, we survived the thermonuclear war and all, and Putin, I guess, just doesn't strike back or something. What do we get? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? I mean, the UK, Europe, they're trying to put Americans in prison for free speech. They're trying to censor us on the internet. They're no different than Russia. Let them kill each other. Well, what are we doing there? Why would you do this? This is madness. Texter writes, and I knew I would get this text. Texter writes, hey, Tara, don't you feel all this Ukraine stuff is Trump saber rattling? Oh, yeah, no, I think that's exactly what he's doing. The problem is the part where we have to back up what we're seeing. I mean, we're talking about our generals targeting strikes deep inside Russia, coordinating them. That's war. So, I mean, yeah, he's obviously saber-rattling. He's trying to get Russia to the table. Clearly. I just wonder what the move is if Russia doesn't come, because they have completely defied us all the way up to now. I mean, do we just hit Moscow or like, and then what happens? I mean, I just have questions. And everybody is so distracted, they're not paying attention to this. This is an escalation we've never seen before. We don't know how this ends. And again, I mean, if Russia was in Mexico, we might have to do it, you know, on our border, menacing us. They're not. I don't know why we're doing this. I mean, Trump says that he wants to end the war because a lot of people are dying and he thinks it'll help him get into heaven. And I mean, great, but at what cost? So I'm not following it. I'm sorry. I'm not. This is not Afghanistan. This is not Iraq. This isn't even Iran. This is a full-on nuclear-armed country that says they will respond. And maybe they won't. Maybe we'll call their bluff. Gosh, I hope so. And maybe they'll come to the negotiating table. But what if they don't? Yeah. Texter writes, Tara, you have to understand that Russia is slowly pushing its way to other countries. No, it's not. No, they haven't gone into a single other country. Just Ukraine. Ukraine is not a member of NATO. We are not bound to defend them. To try to grab land, try to push boundaries, we can't just let a country who's willing to invade another country keep getting away with it. Okay. So are you willing to pay the price when the nuke hits a Western target? Because that's their nuclear doctrine. It has been for years. That is what they say they will do if our generals and our targeting is used to hit them with tomahawks. So when you say we can't keep getting away with it, they can't keep getting away with it. Why doesn't France deal with it? UK? Getting away with what? I don't even know. They haven't crossed any NATO boundaries. Drones have flown over, but we're still not clear whose they are. Again, Russia says they're Ukrainian. We've been here before. We've been here when the world was in arms. And by the way, NATO invoked Title 4, which is the precursor to Title 5. It's full war. When the Russian missile hit inside Poland, killed that farmer. I mean, it was scary. It was a scary 48 hours. And Ukraine was lying the whole time. It was their missile that killed that farmer, not Russia's. Now Russia's saying, those aren't our drones. Those are Ukrainian drones. Given the history, given that Ukraine lied, Zelensky lied to try to get us into a war. I mean, it seemed impossible at the time. Come on. It's not a Ukrainian missile that killed that farmer. Blew up his farm? No, they can't be. Russia's lying. They weren't. Ukraine was. We're here again. It's eerily similar, isn't it? We're here again. And I don't know that Trump's getting all the details here. So, you know, my take on it is, you know, you say, well, Russia's pushing the boundaries. They're really not. They haven't entered a NATO country. But if they were, you say they can't keep getting away with it. My question to you, I'd turn this around. I'm just curious. I mean, text me. What price are you willing to pay to stop it? Because they say they will hit us. And so far, they've always kept their word. Every time NATO hits them, they hit back 100% of the time. I mean, how many dead are you willing to go, potentially? Well, what price are you willing to pay? I just want to know. Or no price. I just curious. Text line 800-905-0989.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.